Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. My guests today are Marcel Hoff and his partner Anicha Voss. After 40 years of practice, Marcel Hoff is one of the world's most experienced breathwork facilitators in the world, and he's quickly becoming one of the biggest names in the field of breathwork. Having already helped thousands of people around the world, Marcel has dedicated his life to helping others access their internal power, break free from outdated or limiting thoughts and beliefs, and experience themselves as the truly powerful beings they really are. Born in the Netherlands, Marcel has trained with his brother Wim for over 30 years. Wim holds 21 world records relating to endurance and the body, and got his nickname the Iceman by breaking a number of world records related to cold exposure, including running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle, barefoot wearing only shorts, swimming underneath ice for 66 meters, climbing Everest and Kilimanjaro while wearing only shorts, running a full marathon in the Namib Desert without drinking, and standing in a container of ice while covered in ice cubes for very long periods of time. Marcel, his brother, has been training with him throughout this time. The early exposure to extreme practices, such as exposure to the ice and harsh climates, ignited a deep passion that led Marcel to continue practicing and eventually to teach breathwork and other yogic and shamanic techniques. Marcel has two daughters. He's based in the Netherlands, and he spends a lot of his time traveling with his partner, Anicha Voss, who's very kindly joins us as well today to teach transformational workshops. Anicha Voss is an expert in yoga, hypnosis, and meditation. I hope you guys enjoy this one. I certainly did. It's a really great one. I enjoyed doing the breathing, especially. As the Hoff family motto goes, breathe, motherfucker! Please welcome Marcel Hoff and Anicha Voss.
Hi, Ben.
Great to have you on the call. Thank you so much for joining us today. So great.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I absolutely can hear you. Thank you. I can see you and hear you. So this is perfect.
Great.
You've been busy. You've been traveling a lot recently by the sound of it. You were in the Netherlands last week. You've been in Bali. You're in France now. Is that correct?
Yeah, south of France, but not really for work. Yeah, partly because of the parents of my... my partner, they've got the
50. I'm
here. Oh, how are you? Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We work together, but her parents, they've got the 55th birthday of their wedding.
Oh,
so
wow. Fantastic.
They've got an apartment here in the south of France. They live here 5 months a year. So once in a while we go here and we still do some things we have to do to prepare like a teacher's training for coming year, and at the same time traveling a little and enjoying the weather and France.
Yeah, it's tough to be end of summer south of France. Yeah, tough life, right?
Beautiful.
Great. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time. Very much appreciated. It's very exciting to be able to speak to yourselves today, or just you, Marcel, or both of you. But I mean, I just wanted to start off. A lot of people are familiar with what you do, what you offer, the techniques you are bringing back into the forefront. I know that you and your family have shown that you can alter your immune system on demand. You've achieved things that seem physically impossible. You've achieved these things under scientific scrutiny using your techniques. I just wanted to try to understand how did you come across these techniques and realize initially these things were possible? How did you first get into this?
Yeah, how did we first get into that? Just by trying out. I was the youngest of six brothers and two sisters, big family, nine children. But together with Wim, my brother, also called the Iceman, and another brother, we tried out I was 12, 13 first. I encountered their playing with yoga, playing with eyes, playing with music, playing with extremes, and trying out with the body and mind how far you can go. What happens if you go beyond the things you normally think is normal? So we tried out all kinds of things, and in that way, slowly this method developed into now. Yeah, you've got the Wim Hof method, but you've got also the Muscle Hof method, and I think it's kind of update because I used to do training with Wim like for 30 years, going into extreme swimming outside, doing exercises, yoga, breathing exercises. But I think the part now, and which is more my personal part, and also bringing together the masculine and the feminine part, which is Anicca, who you saw just a minute ago, I think it's kind of creating a safe space. And it's also the shamanistic way, I think, that's my part, using the voice, using trance to get people deeper in the unconscious and bringing the unconscious and conscious together, where people can have a choice again instead of being stuck, being a victim. So all these things, these new things, is the feminine part, which I brought in together with Anicca. And yeah, she's my partner, but at the same time, she's also very specialized in the unconscious, which is also part of me. But I saw bringing the feminine and masculine together, it's easier for people to create a safe space. Because I'm a man, and women is different. Just like Mother Earth, I see it. It's just the space in which everything can happen. So also extreme emotions, extreme feelings. It's easier to create a safe space together, just like a family. When we do these workshops, it's easier for people to come in the safe space, because we create a space of love, of possibilities, where there's no opinion, no ideas, and everything is allowed to be there. And it feels very easy. And then in the beginning, I explain a little to give the mind peace of mind. And then people can explore what is inside in a safe space for the first time, maybe. And sometimes traumas and all these things disappear, sometimes in minutes, sometimes it takes hours, and sometimes it takes seconds, because it's just like a fine tuning. Where is the problem? And if you feel safe enough, it's easier to let go. And then it's maybe the first time they feel for themselves, it's allowed to be there totally. And that's all it needs. If something is allowed to be there totally, then even a trauma, all the opinions and ideas about the trauma can disappear, and they just feel it. And when they allow it, it can have its own way. And that's a very powerful thing. So I think what we did last year, 30 years and 30 days, and trying out like 30 days with breathing, with cold, with trance, with hypnosis, quantum hypnosis, with heart meditations, all these things together, it's kind of synergy. And you never know where it hits, but it hits always somewhere. And everybody has his own inclination where he can come in. So we create a safe space, possibilities, all kinds of possibilities where people can come in their own way and feel, oh, there it connects. And then they open, and mostly all kinds of tensions become released in an easy way. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's very interesting as well, what you mentioned about the female side with Anicca as well.
Yeah.
And because I think a lot of the, so just in a nutshell, for people who are fresh to this, this is what you're focusing on is breath work, cold exposure therapy, as forms of meditation, I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, hypnosis, all to treat just the human condition, basically. If I'm correct, the idea is that a lot of people, it's been mainly male focused, hasn't it? Like your brother especially is going into cold water, he's going up Everest in his shorts, and as exciting as that stuff is, maybe it's a little bit exclusive to the kind of masculine side. So that's fascinating that you're also finding a softer angle to it.
Yeah, and I saw also in his workshops, like 70 or 80%, mostly 80, was men, because, yeah, it's a man way of doing things, and it becomes released a lot. But I think this more subtle way and getting this feminine part also inside, and you got heart meditation, and maybe you heard of heart math also. So there's more the scientific part of dealing with lowering your state of mind, where your heart rate becomes lower, so it's easier to transform also all kinds of trauma, etc. They use it also like in extreme jobs, like the fire department. They got away with biofeedback, and they use heart math to lower the heart rate if they got in a traumatic situation. They use biofeedback to get their heart rate lowered. So it's just a scientific way of using the heart. It's not only just an organ, but it's lowering the heart rate, so you become you can release trauma and all kinds of tensions. So it's a scientific way also. Before it was more like, how do you say it, spiritually, but now it's spirituality in a scientific way, I see it, because yeah, we are all in a way spiritual beings having a human experience, they say, and I think that's the truth, because we have got all these possibilities, and we are now, because of these extreme situations now, also outside because of COVID and all these things, we are almost obliged to go inside, mm-hmm. and to find the solutions inside. And I think that's a great thing. There we can find our own autonomy again. And that means we've got all these possibilities. But if you don't know, if you don't try out, and that's what I did together with Wim and my brothers, mostly like the first 30 years, then you find these solutions and you never know exactly where the precise solution is, but it's there. If it is not left, go a little to the right and trying out and trying out and trying out. You will find all these things and bring these things together, like trance and hypnosis, heart meditation, making music, sometimes saying stupid things, but just putting the mind in a different path, a different perception. Then you can open up and see new things, and you will see you've got choice again. You are not victim anymore. You are, yeah, you can say you are the director. You are the one who chooses.
And why there seems to be a massive resurgence into all these kind of, I guess you'd call them alternative therapies, alternative ways of thinking about the mind-body connection. Why do you think that's happening now? Why is breath work and some of these other treatments become so popular now?
Yeah, I think we are now in a time where it's easier to see the direct effects of breath work, the direct effects of meditation, the direct effects of hypnosis, because you can put it in science now. So it's not alternative anymore. I think the normal medicine for me is now more alternative than the other way around, because you see it's old and times are changing, and that's a good thing. And so you have to adapt to a changing circumstances. And the best way is to become in the best shape, physically, mentally, spiritually, to adapt to all these changes. The more you see now, because the changes go very, very fast, it's almost impossible, or it's impossible to adapt with the mind only. Because next moment, the circumstances are already changed. So the only way to adapt to these changes is to allow it totally to happen. I think that's more than we go from a mind-based state to a heart-based state. And it means just seeing, and you got mindfulness, etc. But I see it more as heartfulness, where you got a heartfelt communication with everything around you. And that's also science. Your body is communicating every second with everything around you. So if you want to become in the best state where your body and your mind is communicating with everything around you, you need to connect. You need to have this heartfelt connection, and that you can develop. And by getting out of your mind, So the mind is not between it anymore, because the natural state is that we are in connection. You are not an apart individual in that way. You've got choice, that's something else. But you are always in communicating outside by breathing, by everything is communicating with everything outside. So, and getting an experience of this, that's what we want to create. And when you feel this, then there is this natural connection, natural love, natural feeling, natural communication. I call it natural intelligence. I called it like 20 years ago, but it was kind of intuitive knowledge. I think that's the knowledge which comes from inside out, inside from outside examinations, etc., etc. Finally, it can be showed in science. That's a great thing. But first, the science is from inside out.
Well, yeah, and I think it's very interesting what you said about, the modern medicine becoming the alternative now, and people looking more as wherever possible to have that natural inside knowledge, which has been lost over the centuries and the millennia, especially when you have these bacterial resistant strains coming, COVID, who knows, God knows where, what kind of laboratory that came from. So I think that's really interesting. In terms of the other thing that I think everyone that's listening will have experienced is we live very stressful lives, many of us anyway, just due to the definition of civilization these days. And so many people, myself very much included, you find yourself working in a stressful environment for weeks and weeks and weeks. Then you have this holiday coming up, you go on the holiday, suddenly, oh my gosh, I'm sick. And that's happened to me many times. And it just goes to show, and for anyone else, that proves to me anyway, the connection between our minds and our ability to stave off and defend ourselves or strengthen our immune system during those stressful times. And then how, when we switch off, we're vulnerable again. And I think that is very much evidence of the efficacy of these techniques. So tell me now, you mentioned a lot of different methods that you use, the breath work, the cold exposure as well. Is that something you're doing? Heart feedback, if you just wouldn't mind telling me, is that to do with you're listening to your pulse or your heartbeat through something so it comes back to you and you can therefore reduce it and relax that way? Is that how it works? The heart feedback.
You mean by breath work or cold endurance?
I know you mentioned with the firemen that they have this feedback.
Yeah, they put, and I heard they've got a little device, and they put their finger, and when they experience the traumatic experience, and maybe Anitja can tell later more detailed about it, but something like when they put the finger in this device, they can see their heart rate, and by seeing the heart rate, they can consciously influence the heart rate by relaxing. So that's the biofeedback. And when they are in this more relaxed state, when you lower your heart rate, just directly after the traumatic experience, then you can release this trauma. Then it won't be stored in your body. So that's a very important thing. But it's by biofeedback. Seeing your own heart rate, you can influence it. You become conscious about it, and then you can change and choose another state. But if you are not really conscious of it, and sometimes in traumatic experience it happens, you stay in the same experience. Your heart rate stays very high, and that's kind of stressed in you. Develop stress during long time. So it's very important when you encounter a traumatic experience that you can release it very directly. You can see it in animals. They're just like a dog sometimes when they're scared or something. They just tremble for a short time. They release it directly. So they don't store it in the body. We as human beings, we store it. Because of all kinds of ideas or opinions, you're not allowed to whatever, to release it directly or to yell or normally in the Western society, but it's a very natural thing to release directly this traumatic experience. And this little device can help with it. And it's called, I think, heart math. They use it with heart math also. Heart math. It's a kind of scientific way of changing your state of mind.
And I mean, the other way, just to for those who are fresh to this, I know that you guys went through some very rigorous scientific studies, including E. coli bacteria being injected and managing to, I believe the study was such that you were able to fight off infection, astonishingly high proportion of the time versus a test case of, can you talk about that at all? Is that something you might be able to?
I know Wim did a research scientific experiment in 2012, like with 15 people. But first he was injected with the E. coli bacteria and see if he could use meditation and breathing and relaxation techniques not to get any, flu-like symptoms. Because normally you got the E. coli bacteria inside, you got flu-like symptoms, you can be dizzy, nauseous, and all these things with an extreme flu. But using this breathing techniques and using his meditation, he showed he didn't have any symptoms and he didn't have any reaction to the E. coli bacteria. So people said, yeah, maybe you are an extreme because you're used to these extremes, your body reacts different. So he trained like 15 people using the breathing exercise for 10 days, I think, using the breathing exercise, using meditation, using relaxation techniques, using the cold. And after the 10 days, they were all injected with this E. coli bacteria, but none of them had any reaction, almost nothing, like zero, and maybe zero point whatever, but very, very low to nothing reactions to this E. coli bacteria. So they showed by dealing consciously with diseases also, you can influence your autonomic nervous system. So it's a very important, not just by doing, but just using breathing techniques and sometimes just using meditation. Then you see the power of the mind. You can put the power of the mind just like in a scientific experiment. That's a great time because then you see how important it is. If you change your mind, you change your perception, you change the outcome of a disease. So that was a great experiment. After he did some other experiments, but what is important is for these times to see how big the influence is, our state of mind, just you said, stress, on all kinds of diseases. I think when there is stress, you become less acidic or more acidic. When there is a lot of stress, become more acidic. And when we become more acidic, it's more open to all kinds of diseases. Just by breathing, they showed 20 minutes of deep breathing, you change your acidity. Your pH level changes enormously in a short time. So you become less acidic, more alkaline, and it means less open for all kinds of diseases. So that's the way you can influence your autonomous nervous system. You can influence your state of body and the state of mind at the same time because of the breathing, when you see something like a big animal, if you would see a big animal and you have to run, then you can do this. Or you go in cold water, you jump in cold water, your breath becomes like, why? It's like a threat to your body. So when you can regulate your breath, you can regulate your mind also. So it's a very powerful tool to regulate your state of mind. When you do this breathing, they showed after sometimes 10, 15, 20 minutes of breathing, not only pH level changed, but also you come in a deep state of relaxation, deeper than years of meditation. So breath is a very powerful tool between body and mind to relax deeply, to let go of all kinds of stress, even when you aren't stressed. You keep on deep breathing, your body cannot hold on to the stress almost when you do it the right way. So it's a very natural and powerful way to release stress, become in a relaxed state and change your acidity.
Well, yeah, I 100% agree with that. And one reason I know that's the case is because I was working on the financial markets and I used to chew gum all the time. And when something went wrong or something intensely stressful happened, which could happen of a few, any minute, the gum would just dissolve in my mouth. All day it was fine. When the stress came, honestly, no joke, it would just totally dissolve. And I knew then when the gum dissolved, it would be just gone, that something very extremely stressful and bad was happening. Yeah, yeah. And so I 1000% agree with you about that acidity. And yeah. I guess that also the cortisol, maybe, I'm sure you know better than I, but the cortisol in your body that we store when, as you mentioned, yeah. when we've got that fight or flight, that builds up when you're sitting at a desk or you're doing whatever it is, a job, whatever it is, and you can't move, yeah. punch out, you can't expunge this by a physical exertion. So it just sits there, and I'm sure it's not healthy for us at all. So I think you've kind of explained there how that was going to be my question about how breath work can combat stress. But as you say, it decreases the acidity, lowers the cortisol. And I guess, would you say it's connecting to our primitive brain? Is that part of this process? Like if you're going underwater, is part of that us reverting to previous evolutionary states where we had a different mindset? We weren't using all these different parts of our brain that we use as modern human beings. And maybe that's another reason why it's bringing us this more calm state, because we weren't spending as much energy when we, for example, were under the water. Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, what happens for me when I see I always explain it from a natural way, and I know there is a lot of scientific research going on, but for me, what happens is you become in a more natural state, all the opinions and ideas about whatever you feel become isolated, and you just feel, you just experience, and that is more the natural state. There is nothing in between, and in this natural state, we are natural, so your body reacts more natural, and I know you can go deeper this like during the breathing you become in this, how do you say it,
you go back to the primal part of your brain.
Yeah, the primal part of your body. And that is very interesting. But at the same time, you can relax into it. So we go, I think, even deeper than that part. And that's very strange, because that is normally the part where you react almost directly. Yeah. So if you go beyond that, you've got a total relaxation even from that part, because there's also an unconscious part. And I think there's also this unconscious part is from maybe former life, or whatever you call it, maybe your genes from whatever, how many millions of years, mm-hmm. if you can relax even that part, you've got total mastery of all your feelings and all your ideas and whatever comes up. So even of this primal reactions also. And I think at the same time, that's the most deepest purpose of our life on Earth, to see we are not only the reactions, we are not only these influences, we are not only these circumstances, we are more than that. We are the one who is seeing that. And from there, you've got total choice. That means not the choice from inside, that you are totally in something like this primal reactions. You can see it from away, from outside. And then you can choose really from the heart, from a clear, like a clear water, clear lake, very clear sight. And from there you can choose, not influenced, not identified, but very open and clear. And that gives a feeling of mastery.
So it's almost, I think what you're referring to perhaps is almost like a witness watching your own mind, to some extent.
Yeah, what I see it, I did the year before, 2019, we were 30 days in Bali, and just before we were doing the 30 days of training and workshop, I got an, epiphany, mm-hmm. like we are this formless form, and which means like in a witnessing position, everything is happening, all kinds of circumstances, if it is psychic, outside, inside, whatever. At the same time, there is one who's watching and seeing this all. And you've got a choice to enjoy this, or you can resist it. So we've got always a choice. Sometimes when you resist it, there's something wants to be seen, has to come into the light. And if you resist it, it comes back. That's what, in my definition of karma, it comes back to be seen, to come into the light later, maybe. If you cannot see it now, it comes later again, because it's a possibility to grow. Everything is just a learning possibility. And if you allow it and see it like this, you can include everything of life as a possibility, possibility to grow, possibility for more energy. Sometimes it's difficult to explain it in English. I know most of the words, but not everything.
If there's in Holland, they'll be able to get the Dutch word. So.
And that's the beauty of life. Because if you come in this flow of life where you don't resist anything anymore, and that doesn't mean you go with everything, but you see you've got total choice, then it's easy. You're just like surfing on the energy of life instead of resisting life. And when a big wave comes, you cannot resist. You have to go with the flow. You have to find your way with this big wave to go over it or go besides it, whatever. But when you're totally conscious about it, you can choose instead of becoming a victim where the energy goes over you or whatever. You get thrown back to the beach, whatever. It's a great experience also, but at the same time, we've got this learning ability, and the more, until you see who you are, and I saw, in a way, we are all this formless form, we are all love, we are all this life force expressing ourselves in our different forms. You've got your form, I've got mine form, but it's the same life force, the same energy, which is going in you and in me and in everybody. And there we can recognize each other, and have love for whatever expression of life you are, I am, and whoever is.
Now, just so we can try, for people who don't know, so they can understand it, could we maybe try one of these techniques, one of the breathing techniques? Or
yeah, absolutely. But take some, we can do like a short for 5 minutes, 3 or 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it has also...
Yeah, just a quick, just so that people can see what up. Just 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, okay. I have to take a phone because then I can hold the time a little.
Sure.
Yeah, we can do a breathing exercise. It's just one of my breathing exercises, dopamine activation breathing. It's activating the dopamine. It's very short, intense. Okay. It's activating the dopamine. And so it's breathing in deeply, letting go, breathing in, letting go. And every minute it goes faster. So it begins slowly like this. Deeply in, letting go. So letting go is just letting go and breathing in, but not too slow. The first minute we do it at this pace. Normally I use the drum. I don't have got the drum with it. This is the first minute. The second minute goes faster. This is just first the explanation. Second minute. It goes faster. Every time you breathe in, more oxygen. Oxygen goes to the mitochondria, the energy supplies of the cell. More energy, more possibility to choose, feeling more alive, more conscious, and you will see whatever happens. Second minute faster. Third minute faster. Right. Fourth minute. Last minute. We do 5 minutes. Pretty intense, but very nice. Last minute. It's just like a dog almost, but when a dog runs a lot, it has to recover. And it does like this. And then at the last seconds, it does. We do it the last three breaths, deeply in, letting go, deeply in, letting go. I will talk you through it. At the end, we breathe totally in and hold it. Okay. We hold it for, let's try for a minute. At the same time, you focus that the energy is going out of your head. That means where attention goes, energy flows. It helps the energy flow going to the head, stimulating the dopamine. And at the same time, relax. Sit in a safe space, very important.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's so heavy, if you're not used to it, you can fall down. Sit in a safe space, very important.
So not in water, not trying to do the cold water at the same time.
Never do this in water, never do it during driving, because your state of consciousness changes and can change. And that means the system becomes more relaxed. and then you're not aware anymore sometimes, because sometimes it's like a dreamlike state, but it's the same time a great beautiful state. Then your imaginations all opens up. You come in a state where most children are, like the first 7 years, easy to visualize and easy to change things. That's also the state where you can change all kinds of traumas, because mostly they are developed in this very relaxed state. Mostly it is of childhood, when you were very open to all kinds of suggestions and ideas of other people. You took on like a sponge everything from everybody, seeing it as a truth. Now we are adults. We have to release a lot of shit we learned from these first 7 years. And it's a great way, using the breathing together with my partner Nietzsche, doing the hypnosis mostly, taking you deeper into the unconscious, releasing all these things. That's a great way to release trauma, but also depression, all kinds of ideas about whatever. For now, dopamine activation, breathing 5 minutes. Deeply in, letting go. First minute like this. Second minute faster. Third minute faster, and so on and so on. At the last minute, the last few seconds, totally in. Hold it for 1 minute. I will keep the time. Stimulating the energy going out of your head. You can close your eyes, but sit in a safe spot, be safe, and then we'll see what happens, and we talk after and reflect a little what happens. It's stimulating the dopamine, but it's a great, simple, powerful exercise.
Okay, so we're going to do it now.
Ready to take off.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I put the timetable on.
Wow, okay, awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Normally, you can do it like 2 or 3 or 4. I did it like for 5 rounds also. Then every round, you pile up more energy to the mitochondria, to the energy supplies. Yeah, and it's really mind-blowing. It's a kind of alternative state, but then without drugs. You find the inside drugs. It's all inside, just by trying out. And the longer sometimes, on an empty stomach, it's even much, much more powerful. You find all these inside drugs, which is there. And then it's easy to visualize, to change traumas, to let go of all kinds of mind fucks.
Okay, so this is going to... Yep, okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, if everybody's ready. So very important, sit in a safe spot, relax. I will talk you through it. First minute slowly and every minute faster. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just begin slowly, like from the belly. Do it through the mouth, keep on breathing, do it through the mouth, because then it's easier to get a lot of oxygen, energy in a short time inside, and then letting go. Deeply in, letting go. Deeply in, letting go. And every time you pile up more energy, more oxygen to the mitochondria, changing state of mind, easy. And funny, just playing, seeing the body as an experiment. Sometimes you can feel a little dizzy, then relax or slow down a little. It becomes too extreme. You can also breathe through the nose, but better through the mouth, goes easier. Okay, a little faster, second minute. Sometimes you feel some tension in your neck, sometimes in your hands. They can tingle, your nose can tingle, but just keep on breathing. And if something comes up, like old emotions, old ideas, allow to be there. Just stay in the witnessing position. It's all allowed to be there. It's part of life. Life is all including. Second minute. In the beginning, it takes some energy. At the end, you will see you will release a lot of shit. Okay, third minute, go a little quicker. It's kind of like a high pressure in your body, but you will see after you were relaxed totally, keep on breathing deeply in, letting go, deeply in, letting go, deeply in. Letting go. Sometimes you use the voice like
That was incredible. I actually have never, I've done some breathing for a much shorter time. That I feel totally
I'll be the only way to explain it is high. Like, I feel like I'm floating. I could have gone on for longer, like a lot. I felt like I had just taken a deep breath in at 1 minute, so I could have kept going. It feels like a reset. It feels relaxing. It feels calming. It feels like a catharsis, catharsis kind of thing.
Yeah, and if you do it, we did it like in Bali, and just building it up and combining it with other breathing techniques. So there's something like 4, 5, 6 rounds, and every time you go deeper, so you can feel it releases a lot of trauma and a lot of whatever pain there is, depression, and sometimes old ideas. It can release easily because you become in this very relaxed state. And every time you go deeper, and normally I do it together, I do the breathing like 20, 25 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes even longer. Then Anicca normally takes over when people are in this very deep, relaxed state, and maybe she wants to talk a little about it. I don't know if it is okay.
Absolutely, that would be fantastic. I mean, thank you so much for that, actually. I felt, I feel it, I feel the benefit already. I felt a tingling. At the beginning, I was a bit nervous. I felt my fingers tingling a lot, my ears. And then I've calmed into it, and I felt by the end like it was the most relaxing part of the whole thing.
Yeah, and that is the very healing part, because in the beginning, it's like if you breathe quickly, it's a kind of instruction to your body. You are very in a very active state. Mm-hmm. But then, because of this natural intelligence, your body finds its relaxation state after, because the deeper you did your thing, the extreme thing like extreme breathing, the deeper the relaxation. So it's a natural way of finding back your relaxation. And then lots of things. And we saw it in Bali every evening during the sharing. So we did the sharing after all the exercises, going in the ice, doing the breathing, doing the meditations, doing the hypnosis. People opened up and were talking about all this trauma release. It happened naturally in many, many, many ways. So the very beautiful, natural way to release tensions.
Yes, it felt like a total reset, actually. So that was exciting. I'm very interested to do more of that. Now, if people want to do more of that, just while we're here talking about it, where can they get this information? Where can they get access to your courses? Just while we're talking about this.
I've got the Hof method now, and also the musclehofmethod.com. There is this, we did in Bali last year, all these, there are online courses, but we are making new courses now, and so on the hofmethod.com. So new things that which I'm creating together with Anicca, and I think coming half year, we do also like a teacher's training developing, and maybe Anicca can talk a little about her part, so it's interesting. If that is okay with
you. Of course, absolutely. Thank you so much for the time. Yeah, of course.
I give the
thank you.
The microphone over to Anicca. She can explain a little, because I do this breathing part, bringing people to this relaxation state. Then this visualization, heart meditation, hypnosis can come in. But I let Anicca explain. And
thank you.
Go to the toilet.
Thank you, Marcel. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. So we'll speak to you again in a minute. But Anicca is your wife. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, my partner.
Your partner. Thank you. Anicca, hello. Thank you so much. You look very Bali, sun-kissed, and very healthy, and as I would expect Marcel's partner to look. So thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's helping me also a lot with balancing. It's really a very kind, beautiful man. So I'm really lucky to have him as a partner.
Where did you guys meet, if you don't mind me asking?
In Amsterdam during dancing. Ecstatic dance, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Now, so Marcel would normally in Bali or in one of your courses, he would go through the process that he just did. Obviously, that's just a very shortened version, a little taster. And then you are a practicing hypnotist. Is that, am I correct?
Yes.
So what sort of...
I did a training with Judith Richards, and she's giving the Richards trauma process. And I'm studying with Marissa Peer. So I'm always continuing learning. Before that, I was giving a lot of heart workshops from Drumflow Melchizedek. And before that, I gave yoga, meditation, things like that. So I have been continuously learning things. I'm also giving creatrix. And that's also a way to transform. So I'm actually very interested in how to transform. And also teaching people how to do that, like remembering people how to do that, because somewhere inside you know.
Well, yeah, that,
it's
yeah.
reminding you to your innate power, your innate wisdom.
Yes, I guess Marcel was alluding to that earlier about, you know, and if we think about animals or, you know, prehistoric creatures, they obviously, they didn't have medication, they didn't have medicine, they didn't have antibiotics. They had to have that mind-body connection, even prehistoric man, in order to repair himself. So it's yes. it's fascinating that it's we're tapping back into those practices in a very, and it sounds like a very holistic way, particularly with yourself in terms, not just holistic in terms of the body, but in terms of the different techniques to address these things. So what you
yes,
said,
interesting yeah. because I want to just say something about that, because I have a little dog, and normally when he like he's in fear, after that he shakes. But if I would keep him, he cannot shake, and then he keeps his trauma. Then it becomes his. But it's before that, it's just something that happens, and it's completely. After that 1 second shaking, it's gone. So we have that capacity too. But we also learn to suppress it and things like that. So getting back into that state where you remember, okay, I can just shake this off, let it go, and also embrace it in a way, if not trying to push it away because you don't want to feel it. So that's and that's actually going into like the hypnotic state. Like in the first 7 years of your life, you are like kind of programmed by the people around you, and it was a state where you were very open to receive all the imprints. And that's actually the alpha state from the heart, and even deeper theta, delta. And in these states, you absorb everything very easy, and things are very fluid, so you can change everything very easy. So we try to change things from a mental position, and you can never change really. You have to force things then. And the unconscious, the subconscious doesn't like that. So it will jump back into the place where it feels most safe. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just aligning the subconscious and the conscious. And then it becomes one thing, like we were designed to be. Like the left and the right brain working together as one. And that is like kind of, you could call that holistic.
Yes, instead of fighting the kind of the fighting that can happen, I think, between the modern part of our brain or the thinking part, the doing part, and the kind of subconscious. So you obviously, I guess, there meditation and hypnosis. It's interesting you use both of those, because I think usually people think of them almost as you either go with hypnosis or meditation. So that's what do you see as the differences there, or lack of difference then?
Well, they're all these different kind of meditations. So yeah, people often say, well, I do meditation, or I did try meditation and I could never succeed because thoughts kept on coming back and I was overwhelmed. So the thing I learned to people is to go from your head into your heart, and there's actually this space of all possibilities and kind of a feeling of unity. Everything is already here. So I don't need to go outside and change it there, but then go in and it's all there. And then you can just focus on what you would like. And then, of course, it happens outside at the perfect timing for you. Mm-hmm. You can't force it. You can't press it. It just comes automatically when everything comes into tune. But going into hypnosis, going a little bit deeper into the child's part of yourself, and it, like the there is this part that is kind of like almost an automatic system. So it was imprinted, and then it kind of becomes automatic, so you don't really remember what you're actually thinking. So you might have picked up things from your dad, like saying you're not good enough or whatever, and then you took it on, and you might be thinking them over and over again and not even knowing that you're doing that.
Yes, it's almost like an imprinted pre-programmed system, which then runs on loop for the rest of your life, unless you can access it and change the code. Yeah. And it sounds like that's partly what you can do, what you offer.
Yes, that's what I'm offering, to go in that very deep state where you can see things, because the subconscious sees things like in a movie. It sees pictures, and so it's kind of, you change the pictures in that state, and then you bring them to your conscious, and then it works in one go. So that's great, because you can't force things. It's just, it needs to be conscious first sometimes. So, and going into meditation, I did it for years, but I kept on hitting some programs that were so deep that I really didn't know how to change those. So, and then when I was doing like 2 hours of meditation each day, it kind of felt at one stage that I was still running away from things and not really changing them. It just, I was looking at them and I just didn't know how to shift it really. And it kept on bothering me. So that's why I went to study hypnosis, because I knew it was kind of my childhood.
Okay, interesting. So because it almost like turbo boosted your meditation. So you were doing the meditation, and then you found that you found there was an alternative way to actually strengthen the process and the purification, whatever you want, you even more via the hypnosis. And I don't think many people...
So it works hand in hand.
Yeah, because I maybe you are aware, but it doesn't seem to me that many people offer both of those or can do both of those things. They almost seem to be one or the other. So that's really interesting. I know that for meditation, a lot of people say the same thing. They say, I can't stop the thoughts coming, or this idea's coming, or I keep thinking and I know it's supposed to be no thinking. But then supposedly that's part of the process, right? It's part of your brain going, okay, acknowledge, let it go, move on to the next thing. And that's part of the healthy, that is means you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, the brain keeps coming back, but that's okay, you know, but you don't, it's just, are you focusing on it or not? It's like clouds coming over, and you can focus on them, make them real, or just see them as clouds, and then you just don't even notice them really at some point anymore.
So what would you advise someone who's thinking about going into trying one of these techniques? Where would you point them in the first case, or what would you suggest they do? I know we can
just try one of our methods. Just try it out. Just have fun with it and just see if it works for you.
Yeah. And you're doing the courses in Indonesia, but you're also doing them in Bali, but you're also doing them all over the Europe. Is that
Australia,
correct?
Australia, New Zealand. Okay. We went to the Netherlands, of course. Okay. Yes, we are actually invited all over the place, like Hawaii, Croatia. But at this moment, we're kind of not traveling much, just in Europe at this moment. So that's why we are online now, because it's just the way it is at this moment. So that's okay. We just use it for our benefit.
You're getting high on your own supply now.
That's it. No, it's all good. It's just whatever needs to happen at this moment to wake people up.
And so can I ask for you, what started you on this path? Was it when you met Marcel, or did you, because obviously you guys are developing these groundbreaking techniques. It's all new stuff, which has been forgotten for centuries. I know certain people have picked them up over the years, but what made you go and start developing some of your techniques? Was this because of your introduction to Marcel, or was it already something you were doing?
Long time before that. When I was 19, I was like doing a school in Amsterdam, like a fashion design school, and it was a lot of stress. And then I got hyperventilation, and I started like opening up for other ways to breathe, other ways to relax. And I did yoga, and that really helped me. Each time I just did it for 1 hour a week, mm-hmm. and it helped me through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I got this to such a relaxed state that I found like, okay, this is just what I need. So only 1 hour of this mm-hmm. is already keeping me healthy and focused enough to just, do it and not go into hyperventilation and all these things. So, and because I liked it so much, then I started to do this teacher's training of 4 years, Hatha yoga. Mm-hmm. And after that, I did... And so I started teaching that. And also in the same time, I was always like a belly dancer.
Oh, fantastic.
I really loved that. This was really fun. And so I taught that also. And in the same time, yoga, meditation. And then I started doing Drumflow Melchizedek's work.
Okay.
And being a teacher of that. And then I just continued. Each time I find new interesting things. And heart mass was part of like Drumflow's training. So I started working with heart mass and things like that. So it's just I'm ongoing opening up for more possibilities. So yeah, we can bring this together.
And when you say heart mass, you mean heart meditation? Is that what you mean? Sorry, could you clarify that?
Heart math is based in America.
Okay.
And they have all these they develop these little machines. You can put them on your ear, and then they check your heart rate for variability, mm-hmm. and so when you start breathing with this app. Mm. On your telephone, then you can see if you are in alpha or if you're in beta in your head or in.
So it's like a biofeedback.
Yeah, biofeedback systems they have, and they have much more than that. And that's what made me also very interested, because you can really measure what you're doing. Mm. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, I guess when you talked earlier about the effect on you when you're younger, I think about the Hoff family and wonder what happens there. You got these fantastic, incredible, extraordinary people doing extraordinary things and groundbreaking, science. I wonder what transpired when they were younger. I dread to think that made them such amazing, individuals and unique individuals doing these very esoteric practices and groundbreaking developments. So. Maybe that's for another. That probably would take up a whole day of podcast.
I can say something about it, because I have been really really focusing on what is trauma and how does it work. And the beautiful thing about trauma is that I can see that actually it transforms you. If you do it the way like Marcel and his brothers did, it really can make you another person, like going beyond what your parents did and the people before you. So actually, I could see that it's actually a beautiful thing, even a gift. Mm. And it's good to see it in that way, because then you're opening up to more possibilities. So I think trauma can be a great thing if you know how to deal with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a book in the UK. It's called They Fuck You Up, Your Mum and Dad. And it's all about the trauma that everyone has to deal with. And it's not just us. It's the generations that went before as well.
It's just the whole system that's very interesting. It's just starting very young and trying to like separate kind of your innate nature mm-hmm. and your brain. Mm-hmm. So you can become kind of crazy. And you think that's normal. Yeah, very easy to manipulate. So that's a very interesting. You're doing things like with the system, kind of.
Yeah.
That's the system we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's trying to put these two things, like, say, like, emotions are wrong.
Yes.
But emotions are part of your whole system. You have the left and the right brain. One is like the mental and the other one is like the emotional. Mm. And they have to work together in a way that is synchronized. When you synchronize the both mm-hmm. hemispheres, then you are open to receive. Mm. And there's abundance, there is beauty. And mm-hmm. but if you are caught up in your head, you can't see that anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the saddest thing is when someone goes through their life without, and say the Victorians in the UK, so they're very, the idea was children should be seen and not heard. That was the way that they dealt with children. So they grew up that way, and it wasn't anyone's fault, it was the time. But then some of those people, they became very, they managed to change, as you say, the access, the more malleable parts of their brain somehow, whether it was through drugs or whether it was through meditation or yoga, whatever it was, and they managed to evolve and sort of flower in a different way, which I think is beautiful. But I think the tragic one is the tragedy is the people that didn't manage to do that. They go through and keep the stress inside throughout their lives, and they don't have that cathartic process or that epiphany or that purging or purification, whatever you want to call it, which is part of growing up, you know? So I think that's amazing that you guys are helping people to do that. I think it's an incredibly important process for everyone.
Yeah, it just needs one thing, just the question, how can I transform this? Mm. And it will all open up. Mm. So if you are in a situation where you feel trapped, just one question or even more, but that one question will just bring you on a magical ride.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. You have to be open, don't you?
That's it.
Yeah.
And open, like, the question is opening up. And when you say it is like this, like, you are in a no, like, no choice. Conclusion, no choice. Mm.
Yeah.
This question opens up. So here's Marcel.
Okay.
Do you still have more questions?
No, I don't want to keep you guys too long. I'm aware that we've gone for some time, and I want to let you guys get on with your Sunday. So I do really appreciate the time. It's fascinating.
Get Marcel here.
Okay, I'll get... Lovely to talk, Anisha. This is great. I get two for the price of one. This is amazing. Not that there's any price, but thank you so much. So I want to reiterate while we got you guys here, where people can find you. I think you gave the website. Give, if you wouldn't mind, just again, it's the www.hoffmethod.com. Is that correct?
Anisha, you know better?
Yes, hoffmethod.com. And now it's still also marcelhoff.com. And we're just shifting now also on Facebook, Hoff Methods, and then like Score, and then Marcel Hoff. You can find a lot of our work that we did in New Zealand.
Yeah, we were 5 months in New Zealand stuck, but at the same time, like, opening up, because nature was overwhelming.
Beautiful.
Beauty, but at the same time, it was an easy way to connect even more with our inner nature. And all kinds of natural things came up in a simple but direct way. So it's all developing what we do, because we as a human being are developing every second. Mm-hmm. So opening up every second to all the possibilities, it becomes even stronger. So we use a lot of intuitive knowledge and just bring it back to people who are open for it. So it's very simple, direct. You don't need a lot of mental knowledge. Just try out what we tried out for ourselves and see if it works.
And what's next for you now, guys? You said you're making new programs and new things. And then are you going to wait when all this COVID stuff blows over, you're going to be back out in Bali, or what's going to be the next step?
Yeah, Bali, we are all, already
invited
in Bali to do some new courses in Bali.
Retreat.
But also Australia, there are new possibilities. New Zealand, we are very, they loved us to come back again and do some new things. But in Bali, there's absolutely some new things going on. But now we are developing online courses and also an online membership to let people enjoy, if they like, what we do every month. So put some content. We have already a lot of content. We have to put it in the right form now because it takes some technical stuff, etc. So we developed already a lot, but at the same time, for coming half year, we're developing also a teacher's training, like a facilitator, and because lots of people ask for it. And we love to do it because it works, just as simple as that.
That's awesome. Well, I'll definitely be signing up for that. That sounds really exciting. So I'll look out for that.
At this moment, you can sign up via marcelhoff.com. Maybe later only Hoff Method, but just go to marcelhoff.com.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, Anicha, Marcel, thank you so much. This has been really exciting, really great pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you so much. I'll let you get
thank
on
you.
With it. Speak soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lots of fun.
Hi guys, thanks so much for listening. I really enjoyed that one. What extraordinary people. And they're just so nice as well, right? I think the effect of what they practice comes through in speaking with them. You can see and feel the peace and creativity of these two. And I really hope that came through to you as well. I think we could all do with more of that feeling in our lives. Thanks again for listening. Don't hesitate to give me a review on iTunes if you enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much, guys. Bye!